Radio.
This is the eighth month.
This is going to be Psalm 28. So get Psalm 28 in the area, Hawkins.
And I want to tell you, this is divine healing tonight. And I want to talk about divine healing tonight.
And it comes from God. You got to understand, through our ancestors
and the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost
that we are in the divine law. Mary, when you get your Psalm 28, let me try to get Mary Hawkins
on the phone. I had Pearl on my head. I want her to listen.
What Psalm? Psalm 20, what?
Psalm 8.
You say Psalm 8?
Yeah.
28 or 8?
8.
Psalm 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get it. I got to get it. Hold on.
Okay.
Mary is getting Psalm 8. And I want to tell you tonight, those of you who plan to receive our ministry, don't forget to do that.
That God got for you.
If you got needs to plan to see, and you get ready this year for overflow in whatever you're doing in your business. Mary will be reading the eighth
number of Psalms. We're in the eighth month. This is the eighth month.
And each month is revealing some truth.
Okay. How many verses? How many verses?
Read seven verses.
Seven?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory upon the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest spill the enemies and avengers. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field. I just read Psalms 8:1-7. Amen.
Thank you, Mary. God has made you
powerful. God made you over everything. So God gave you dominion over everything on earth.
Divine healing comes from God.
When you say divine, it means from God. So I want to create tonight.
Body, mind, soul, and spirit in divine healing on your life.
You have not, because you ask not.
What have you asked God tonight?
Or this morning. But I want to decree your healing for the whole month of August. This is the month of Leo.
This is the month of many birthdays. This is the month of many deaths.
But I want to create God in your life. I want to create that you have backed away from God.
I was talking to one lady. She has spent $400-500. I said, have you paid your tithe?
Oh, I forgot.
Have you seen it? I forgot.
because you get wrapped up in an earthly, thing. You don't
plant your seed, your need, and the need that you want. Well, I ain't got a little bit to pay this bill.
I ain't got enough. You'll never have enough. Because you ain't seen it to God.
And you ain't seen it to know what you want. What Mary read was saying, how excellent
is the name. Is the Almighty God. You can't beat him. You can't trick him.
And you might trick your hood, boyfriend, family.
But the truth will come out.
And you might not want it to come out.
But it's going to come out. See, Ananias, himself, told God, if I can sell this land, I'm gonna give you a piece of it.
When you got the land, you took the money and lied. The same way with you. When you get enough money, you forget your commitment to the Word of God. And some of you don't understand why you suffering.
Because you made a commitment, like Obed said, I made a vow to God and I won't take it back. Some of you made a vow to God, you're rich. Now you're poor.
You're struggling because you have not.
And you know, that's why you're struggling because you ain't told God what you're going to do. Now, tonight, you should plant your seed.
Now, I was talking to a young lady. I ain't got nothing. Sometimes you say you ain't got nothing.
You speak in negativity. And you don't have nothing. You just have to pay the bill. And then if you miss one meal, you can't pay the bill.
Because you didn't put God first on your agenda. Put what you want first.
You didn't say this is set back for God.
I got a need, and the seed I plant will grow, and I believe that the seed will get a harvest, and some of you just make enough to make it, and you don't know why you're losing over here.
You lose everything else. But God, you get everything else. Now, what is a man gained the whole world? Is the house worth it? Is the family worth it? Your relationship with God? You can lie to me, but you can't lie to God.
You can't lie to the universe, so when you lay down and know when you get up, you have to make a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back.
Have you made a vow? You might have a new car. You have money in the bank.
And people that had new houses, the flood comes, the storm comes, and they start from zero.
But if you made a vow to God and you don't take it back, whatever you need, God will give you. Stop being stingy with God. You make $1,000, you want to give God to pen it. And you won't think it's all right. God said, I need a healing.
I'm talking about a divine healing.
And sometimes you get caught up in the body. And you wonder why you got to go to the doctor and buy so much money. Well, you got to take all these tests. If you just kneel and let the divine healing of God
come into your life. God will heal you. Your wife, your children, your husband,
your family will keep you in perfect peace. Reason so much of death and leave 172 people been
killed by God. Maybe more than that. They've been killed
in the year's time. And right now, we're in a situation where people have turned their back against
God. And as they turn their back against God, will you be the Bible?
I'm going to curse you because you come off the limb of God. When God was talking to Enoch, he told Enoch,
because they have divine things against me,
I'm going to curse your children. I'm going to curse them. And they're going to be giants. Because the children will be demons.
We got lots of demons running around now. And they ain't repented. And when you repent,
But some of them ain't repented. You can be slick
to me.
But you can't be slick to God.
And you can say what you ain't got.
And you're trying to not go ahead. You can say you're sick and you'll get sick. And can't nobody bring you out. You repent. And ask God to forgive you for your nasty tongue
and for your rapid against God.
The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Tonight, if you make up your mind that you're going to repent, to God, you can get that divine healing.
Your daughter,
your son, your husband, your wife, your friend. If you make up your mind tonight, God can heal and deliver you to the next level.
And once you see that next level,
Israel. And I see God doing something for you this month. I see an overflow in the month of August.
This day's month. And God said how great the name of God is, how great God is to you.
So this month is a month of excellence.
This is the month of God came to the next level.
Read Psalm chapter 8. I want you to get ready for God to take you to another level.
You have not, because you ask not. Some of you haven't seen it.
And you wonder why God ain't blessing you. Why you having so much of a problem. If you got a need, you plant a seed. See, the widow woman planted a seed.
Abraham planted a seed.
Moses planted a seed. When the Hebrew boy planted a seed of faith. When Daniel planted a seed. The lion came out of Egypt.
When they planted the seed, the fire got hot.
But it couldn't burn them up. If you don't watch, the hurricane will blow you away. What I mean by that is you not being obedient to God. You're getting caught up in my people that are called by my name. humble thyself.
I will heal the land.
And you have not repented from your lies, you have not repented from your evil. And that's what God has given you. And you
find yourself off caught up.
The situation
that's going on. You want to find yourself.
The healing that you need tonight. You never ask God for what you want. Share that with somebody that needs to heal. Sometimes you got to repent of what you want God to do for you. And when you repent, God will open up a door for you. But God will open a door for you when you ain't repentant. You got to repent and ask God for deliverance
for him to deliver you.
You can't get him to the next level. I can't get to the next level. There's a door that God can open up for you. There's a blessing with your name. And when you get it ready,
God to do what, you know, or I want to ask you, what do we go through?
And what do we do?
What do we do?
Okay, I want to ask, what do? And
where we go from here?
Don't know what's going on. I want to tell one of those that came out the other night. We had a wonderful time. I want to thank Mother Egypt. I want to thank Prophet Knight, those there. I want to tell you, Sunday, doing a divine blessing Sunday. You're breaking some yoke Sunday. And you need to get... If you got a need, you need to plant a seed.
I believe that if you plant a seed, you'll see a harvest.
The widow woman didn't have nothing. She gave all she got. Moses gave all she got. When you give out of your heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit, God
will give back to you.
God will give to you, check down present, run over. I feel that it's not free, you're going to be free. See, these are absent people I think there were 16 African people and 6 deaths. That you understand that so much is going to happen to you and you're being recovered by God. This time it's going to change in our life. Don't forget, Sunday morning from 11 to 12 we on and we're talking about the divine healing. I'm gonna talk about, you know, I want to say about Trump.
If Trump hasn't been president, all these people would be sleeping in the bus station, police station.
But Trump wouldn't let them in. Say what you want about Trump. These people wouldn't be filling up Chicago in the police station,
New York. Trump wouldn't let them in.
Now, you can say what you want to about Trump. Trump made sure that everybody got the money, the past administration ain't got nothing. All the money's gone over to Ukraine to fight Russia. What about the people here?
I'm trying to say,
but they took a whole school and put people in the school that just came over here. And they give him books and counsel paper to people. That what he was born in. The kid is born in and got food to eat.
They got no way to say. So my thing is,
all that stuff they're doing to Trump, they might not do it. Because Trump might end up becoming a president. I ain't my mind. What I'm seeing, I'm
blocking. If Trump did something wrong,
I might vote for Trump, you never can tell. Because what I'm saying to you, look at the situation we're in now. In Chicago, in Detroit.
People ain't got nowhere to stay. They're sleeping in the police station. And people are taking
your welfare money. They're taking your money, you would fuck. They're giving it. And they ain't giving nothing to people in.
Yeah.
Look at all the Democrats. But when you look at this, who have been more for this country?
I believe that Trump stopped sending all that money over to Ukraine. He's fighting over sending money over to him.
This is an American fighting all these wars and beat Bob right here in America. What's going on? I know y'all want to hear that.
But that's the truth. That's the truth.
Comes to power. Strong African.
This is Dr. Henry Clark, and he gonna talk about what's happening
right now. Don't forget.
Proudly, I won't pass by that lightly. I, along with almost 1,000 people from the diaspora, and in those kinds of settings, we get an opportunity to see the kind of scene. Somebody here at the House of the Lord Church or in Brooklyn or on WLIB or at Hunter College where he is professor emeritus. So we are very privileged this evening to have someone who is, in fact, as Eric Bird like to say, a crown in our region. And not just the time to go over this long history. Activism, activity, and movement in our community. I will just ask the tonight, and we want to have some discussion. So after the lecture, maybe a stretch, right back to the discussion and let you ask as many questions as the time will permit. And remember, until there's a dialogue between you and I'm lecture, doesn't encourage the dialogue, that means you don't encourage difference. It is through understanding the nature of our difference that we grow. Because we discover that we don't differ as much as we think we do. All right, this series is important to me and important, and I've tried to make it for you. Because there is a need to deal with why there are so many African people outside of Africa. Those middle-class kids, little freaks who wore shoes all the year round and ate three meals a day. That I would do something exceptional in December. I would let you honor the African in ancient history. So I go to this question. And ask for a book on the African in ancient history and the phraseology of the South of that day when a white person is not to He told me, I'm sorry, John, you came for people that have no history. Then I began to search for history, but this is the main point I'm leading to, is that when I came to New York and met Arthur Schoenberg, on his lunch hour, henceforth, within the hour, I want to know it all. Tell me the whole story. So patiently, go study the history of your masters, what you call black history, what you call African history, are the missing pages of world history. I began to understand how African history was misplaced in the history of the world. And the one thing that I learned repeatedly, you cannot overlook a historical people. And once the people understand the nature of their role in history, they will not permit themselves to be oppressed. Commentary of history. They must destroy your confidence and historical memory. The memory of what you want to be concerned what you are, about what you still must be and where you still must go. In essence, this is what happened to us. In the 15th and the 16th century. All right. Go back to the essential purpose to African being in the so-called new world was the needs of Europe. Middle Ages of the Dark Ages, the lethargy was disappearing. Their partner recovered from the Crusade. They start looking for routes to the east, someplace where they could get some spices and sweet. To put on that dress, God offer you your food so that they can the Africans, the Arabs and the Berbers were patrolling the Mediterranean and had dropped their passes to the greatest trading body of water in the world. Hannibal passed across. The people came through the front door of Egypt across that body of water. The domination still exists. Started from across that body of water. That is the physical bastardization of a people, followed by the mental bastardization of a people. that culture consisted of. All right. The Africa had preserved the sciences of Europe and the world. A university got information, maritime information taken in China. Expanded harder. They were the only, they had a monopoly on the gold in inner Africa and in the Mediterranean. Now, Europe is seeing the upper world. She's still Asia, but way too Asia. Africa was discovered en route. The initial intention was not Africa. And they had no slavery intent. Discovering Africa, its gold, they were still reluctant because they had come down the coast of West Africa looking for information to help them against so-called infidel Arabs. And Africa, who had been blocking, the Muslim of Africa, who had been blocking that route in the Mediterranean. Wanted to go a water for trade in the world, the Mediterranean Sea. After the decline of Rome, who made a disgrace out of the management of Christianity, Christianity as a religion because the Europeans adopted it, European eyes became alien to the Africans who invented it and had it thousands of years before Christ. He has no sentimental attachment to himself. He has no sentimental attachment to the rest of the world. He is hiding behind the cloak of Christianity, who was present then, and now he is capable of being. Now, in East Africa, the Arabs have already disgraced Islam. And this slave trade, after they lost Spain, preying on nations in Africa, had drained Africa so much energy and resources. Now could not mount an offense against you. Now we see the enemies that we, the Arabs that we had installed in Spain in the Mediterranean. Now, this is bigger than my skimpy explanation because every ally we ever had has turned on us when it was his or her. Now the Arabs have turned on the Africans, moved out from North Africa and destroyed the great nation state in Africa. On the coast of West Africa, the Portuguese and the Spaniards. Africa is in a bind now. East Africa is controlled by Arab slave traders. North Africa is controlled by Africans and Arabs returning from Spain under the law of Spain. West Africa is arguing among themselves because they can't sell that family dispute, they would make a mistake by inviting the Portuguese to the You never invite an outsider to settle a family dispute. Never. So we'll But it must be somebody from within the family. Now the African is in a bind by the European. Now let us explain something. Whether African slavery before the Europeans. In the European sense, no. Servitude is not slavery. That worst servitude here in the United States, whites against whites. Africans in the other African groups. These groups would have to work their way out of indentitude, either tending cattle or doing something. The Africans have no big ships to take from Africa down the coast. So he knew a king further down. Now the Portuguese to take these Africans from one part of Africa to another. Now the Europeans can calculate this as if the African was in the slave trade. The African was not in the slave trade because this is what African culture to understand that the nature of African servitude, one to the other, had no relationship to the slave trade. That the slave trade was the greatest power in the drain of people in the history of the world. Africans had no ships that he could connect three continents. And even if the African was in the slave trade, he couldn't cross. He didn't have 400 along the coast. Mostly big fishing boats and river boats. So he could never have brought off anything as massive as the he didn't have the facility anyway. I am not saying Africans were right in imprisoning their slaves, holding their prisoners away. That's better than killing them, but I'm saying that they made a symbolic mistake and a tactical mistake when they hired the Portuguese to take captives from one part of Africa. They had to jump for enslavement as the Portuguese. That was a mistake. It was a mistake because we did not know the European culture and we did not know the European mentality. Otherwise, you would behave differently. The Africans came from a society that was collective. The European came from a society that was individual. Two kinds of people. Now, in the Western world, you become selfish, closed-door individuals. You get in your lonely room and think of something to tell your analyst, but it has been what needed because African society was so open and you couldn't talk to anybody else and talk to the village gossipers who was always available. That was a good drain off. when we became a different people in this vine. All right. If some devil slayed the world, and if there were so many people in the world, why the choice of the Africa as against those other people? The question is both ancient and current. Why is Africa more exploited right now? By people willing to fight Africans and not willing to fight others? Why does Israel get more aid than all the African nations in the world put together? One nation and the total population of the Jews. For the black population in the United States. Why do they get so much attention? You get so little attention. They got that political thing to you have. They got and that culture thing together. Religion and culture are servants of a people. And they convert it to serve this. With you, religion is religion. So to the your time and your resources. We are the true believers. We out Muhammad, out Pope to Pope. Even have can't go to the right or the left. I said, go to the center. We go to the center. So now we become the victims of our own culture. As the need of began to expand. Now, look at the beginning of the tragedy. It began slow like this tragedy. Took a few Africans out. The Africans, the King of Portugal, the Africans were so well dressed. The King of Portugal called them a royalty visiting. He was a Christian folk, so they sent him to the monastery to pray and lead them of the job. You had one more in control of the enemy. Now they had lied again, because they had lost longitude and latitude. How? This was a violation of Christianity. In fact, some of the major hymns was called by slavery. The hymn, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sound, was composed by a slave trader waiting on the west coast for a good wind and a good wave so he could get catch. Back to it exploited you. As people celebrating the 200 years of the Constitution and see no contradiction in the fact that the Constitution never replied, never. But you have to understand something about powerful people. Powerful people never have to prove anything. Powerful people never apologize. They don't doubt it. All right, now, let's deal with some dates, some neglected dates. Let's deal with 1455. Apple Lane has gained control. And this half of Spain has colonial aspirations, though the Moors and the Africans are still occupying the other half. So they go to the Pope. They get out of the Bible, the whole world, so they live in the world. They are in charge. We don't sit that we are still technically slaves. We never sit down and discuss with each other behind a closed door. We don't talk about it. Question, because they acknowledge the fact you're a slave. So, okay, this, now what are we going to do about it? Once we throw it off, you know how we going to act? What the Portuguese and the Spaniards are talking about now is how they are going to be in charge. How are they going to treat those other people? The people that are both authorized to reduce to all infidels. So to enslave a person, all you have to declare is an infidel. And then we'll go. Read Eric Williams' Capitalism and Slavery. It's all documented there in the first three chapters. Now the dirty business is underway and the rationale. You're not being guilty. Given to him by the church of God. Now, between the time the Portuguese entered the business, there was no large slave trade. No large slave trade because there was nothing for a slave to do. There was no plantation system. They tried it at
90 seconds.
Work out. To have a large slave trade, you have to have a large market to attract the slaves. So now, we're going to come to something. But 10 years before, with the Portuguese crew that forced their way in the country. Because they were trading to gold as well as Africa. It's 1480, 1492. Mainly because his emperor, Soli Ali, is killed.
10 seconds.
He gives it a stimulation that would last for another 100 years. But the great thing is inside. It did not fall with the slave trade. that lasted 200 years after the beginning of the slave trade. These nations are in trouble, and I'm going